Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, attorney Andres Lopez. And basically, you're just describing to us your decision to come back to Puerto Rico. Where did you come back to, and what's the development in Puerto Rico towards the sole law firm, sole practicing law firm that you now have?
Yeah, I had an inkling upon my return that I wanted to set, you know, as they say, hang my own shingle and establish my own practice. But what happened is I started out at a, you know, one of the top law firms here, Fidler Gonzalez, and was there for a short period of time because then another serendipity intervened, which was that then President Clinton nominated one of the partners in the firm, Jay Garcia, to a spot in the federal bench. And he and I had worked together at the firm, and he knew that I had done work as an aide to a judge over there in Boston. And because that particular spot that he was about to inherit, so to speak, had been a little bit the subject of a political hot potato for a number of years, it had a huge backlog of hard and tractable cases. And so he persuaded me to help him set up shop, so to speak. And, you know, now as a little bit more of an experienced attorney, I found the offer intriguing. So, you know, I thought maybe I had something to offer there, and agreed to do that with him. And in fact, for the better part of a couple of years, we really just went to town on trying to help resolve some of the toughest cases that were then pending in the federal district court. And, you know, some would go to trial, some would settle. But it was actually something as I look back now, it's been a little over 10 years, with a great sense of satisfaction, because a lot of it in the law, and especially when you're in litigation with both parties anxious about figuring out a way to resolve their differences, is, you know, if cases linger on forever, that benefits no one.
Right.
And
well, so, I don't know. Some people don't agree with that.
Yeah, right.
You and I are in agreement, but
I think and I'll tell you this. I think that there is a lot to be said for an aspect that really gets short shrift today, but when I was practicing in Massachusetts, was just a staple of the practice, which was the benefit of what they call alternative dispute resolution, mediation, and the like, as a way to resolve disputes that, quite frankly, either shouldn't be in the courts in the first place or are very resolvable through that process. And I think, frankly, a lot of the cases that I saw when I came in during my second stint as a clerk to a judge fit under that category. And, you know, you ended up being a little bit of a mediator at times, trying to just get people to see that this was a better, you know, that a negotiated resolution was oftentimes better than protracted litigation. In fact, it seems contradictory, Jorge, but one of the best pieces of advice that I think I give any potential client that walks in the door is, listen, be sure you want to litigate before you do. I think that, I consider myself like the equivalent of a specialist doctor that you never want to see except in the most exceptional circumstances, because I think otherwise, and in most cases, you know, settling is better.
Right.
It's the old admonition that President Lincoln used to give, you know, only litigate when you have to, and then the rest of the time try to foster, agreements. And I think that's a very healthy practice, because then when you do find that you have no recourse but to litigate, at least you have the client knowing that, you know, this is the only approach that's left.
Right. And where do you see, because you're litigating and you're specializing in federal litigation.
Right.
And yeah, you've told me we don't have time to go into it, unfortunately, as, you know, what your expertise is. Starting from the Volvo case, is class litigation, which is a specialized area of complex, it's considered, you know, complex litigation cases. Yeah. So where do you see yourself? You have this political involvement that came up by coincidence, and you've gotten very, very involved in national politics. and you have this career that's going fantastically well as a federal litigator. So where do you see yourself? You think you're going to end up in politics, or you think you're going to end up continue in the legal, or you're not sure, or you're going to try to combine the both?
You know, it's this year, it's been 10 years since I decided to open up my firm. So I'm very proud of that fact. And with respect to the future, I mean, as I told you earlier, you know, I want to, we've made a huge difference, and I can feel it over the course of my involvement. And I just want to make sure that the next 4 years, I'm able to do more of that. But if there's one lesson I picked up from this crazy ride, is that it would have been impossible if you had asked me that question 5 years ago, approximately, or 6 years ago in 07,
you wouldn't have
to predict,
right,
you know, with any level of certainty what I would be doing, 5 years hence. And I think it's largely a that really is my answer. I think that, you know,
you're not
one of
the
things,
you're not sure.
No, it's not. I'm not sure.
You don't even want it to be sure.
Exactly. One of the great lessons that I've learned is that, you know, trying to fix your sights on something, you know, that's abstract and in the future, you know, that's okay. But at the end of the day, there is no telling what you, and I don't think that even I could have imagined that I would have been able to accomplish or get to where I am today. But what I do know is that I do want to be able to place myself, you know, where those opportunities are. And then, you know, like we were talking earlier, just do work as hard as I can and to the best of my ability and see where my ability can take me.
Tremendous. Well, Andres, I want to, you know, congratulate you on what you've achieved. And,
thank you.
And it's been a great friendship, and I hope that we could work together. And we've had some of this negotiation, a turn of dispute with the Harvard negotiation project. Let's see if we can get some of those things here, more, get Harvard more involved with Puerto Rico, and see if we can get this alternative dispute resolution off of the stalemate that we have right now. So that's a challenge. I think that's one of the things we can work. So thanks for being my program, and have a good luck in the future, which I'm sure you never know what it's going to bring.
Thank you, Jorge. It's my honor to be here. Congratulations on the show, and certainly you can count on my help and my friendship above all for anything you need.
Well, this is the end of Business Resolutions. I trust that you enjoyed the program. As I normally do, I wish you a good week, free of stress, and that you're able to resolve your conflicts, and look forward to having you as my listener next week.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.